910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. This hour at the Kennedy Space Center.
3, 2, 1. Ignition and lift off.
And with that, four astronauts are headed to the International Space Station aboard a SpaceX Dragon capsule to relieve Butch Wilmore and Sudie Williams, who've been in space for the last 9 months, despite their original mission that was supposed to last just 8 days. Led by Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, enough Senate Democrats voted to allow the GOP-authored spending bill to advance today and eventually pass this afternoon. It goes to President Trump's desk ahead of tonight's midnight shutdown deadline. The realization that a shutdown wasn't going to happen helped the stocks rally today to their best day in months, Dow up 674 points today. And President Trump spoke at the Justice Department today, saying, quote, "We're turning the page on corruption." Trump pledging to expose his enemies and called for the imprisonment of his opponents. This is ABC News.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin State Legislature would increase the penalties for people convicted of property theft in multiple cases. The legislation proposed by Republican lawmakers would allow multiple property theft crimes committed within a 6-month period to be combined as one crime. That means individual crimes where the value of the stolen property would only classify as a misdemeanor could be combined to upgrade to a felony charge. The bill would also allow prosecutors to file felony charges against suspects with prior misdemeanor convictions. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is urging residents to take precautions as measles cases rise across the country. There haven't been any reported measles cases in the state so far, but health officials are concerned that residents traveling for spring break may return with the disease. They're advising residents to check on their MMR vaccine eligibility with their healthcare provider. They also say typical flu prevention methods like washing your hands regularly or wearing a mask in crowded spaces can help prevent the spread. A second person charged in connection to the arson of a hunting cabin in Bayfield County has been sentenced to prison. According to court documents, 29-year-old Noah Schmitz of Bayfield was charged with arson of a building and resisting and failing to stop. He was sentenced to 4 years in prison. 32-year-old Skylar Bacina of Bayfield was convicted on arson charges in December and was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison. Schmitz allegedly told investigators the pair set the bear camp on fire because they believed bear dogs were being mistreated. The city of Ashland is looking for a new city councilor following the resignation of Anna Tochterman. The city council will choose the replacement to fill out the remainder of the term, which ends in April of 2026. The chosen applicant will then need to run for the seat in the following spring election. The city council is asking any interested residents from District 3.
The Badgers advance in the tournament. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers beat the UCLA Bruins today, 86-70. Wisconsin was the 5 seed, the Bruins the 4. So how much does a win like this boost their confidence? Badgers guard Kamari McGee.
It builds that confidence even more than it already was, because we know, like, games like that Michigan State game, that wasn't really us. We are all great players who can shoot it, and we just got to keep shooting the shots.
The Badgers face Michigan State in the Big Ten semifinals tomorrow at noon. NFL. The Packers losing Eric Wilson in free agency. The linebacker was a standout on special teams the past 3 seasons. He's now headed back to the Vikings. And defensive back Eric Stokes has joined the Raiders and was asked, what's it like going from Green Bay to Las Vegas?
I absolutely love Green Bay, but after about 10 o'clock, there's nothing else to eat in Green Bay. So I'm really excited for, like, the food options here. Yeah, so I just can't wait.
That's Raiders defensive back Eric Stokes with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy tonight with passing showers and thunderstorms. Windy tomorrow with areas of rain mixing with and changing to snow by the evening. Temps fall out of the 50s tonight into the 40s tomorrow. Sunshine and around 40 for a high Sunday. It's 69 degrees right now.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org. Supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. We've got a whole show dedicated to the holiday. We're going to be talking about Irish heritage. We've got live Irish music. We'll explain what the heck curling is. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to the Buzz of the North. 910 AM WBZH. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once tore his ACL playing chess, Pete Schwabba.
It can happen. Let's light it up, folks. We got an hour to go here in our Nightlight week here. Great to have you with me. We've had some great texts. Our question of the night, in honor of International Pi Day, this is the wrong kind of pie, but it's more interesting than math pie. What is your favorite kind of pie? We've had so many great suggestions, I've forgotten that some of these exist, starting with key lime, which seems to be almost the consensus, I would say. Paul, do you have a favorite kind of pie?
There is only one correct answer here, and that is in Southern Door County, going and getting a Belgian pie.
What's in a belt? Is it cherries? I assume Door County, or
That's a popular one, but prune, poppy seed are more the traditional flavors.
Wow, I have to tell you, that does not sound appealing on any level.
A lot of people don't like them, and I understand why.
I love that you're standing firm though, and you have your. So is that your favorite? The prune. Belgian prune and poppy seed pie.
No, a cherry Belgian pie.
Okay.
Would be my favorite.
But they make prune pie.
That is the traditional flavor.
No
prune,
kidding.
Prune and poppy seed. Yep.
I am curious. I do kind of want to try it because there must be something to it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Fig Newtons never looked appealing to me when I was a kid. I always thought, why would you do that when you give chocolate and all that other stuff? But that does sound interesting. Paul Vandenplas is my guest here. He is the founder of the Wonderfully Wisconsin channel. It is fantastic. Check it out. We are getting through your text. How are we doing on text, Conrad? Are we?
We have one more text.
Oh, yeah. That looks...
Anna from Madison.
All right. Anna from Madison says, there is also a Norske Nook in DeForest. Does that ring a bell? Norske Nook.
Well... I think that was the place that Ellie was talking about.
Right? Oh, well.
But there's another one in.
Oh, down south or near Madison. I got you. Okay. All right. Thank you, Anna. All right. Well, I wonder which one we're closer to. Hey, we got a fun week coming up next week on Nightlight, folks. Some great guests, as usual. Todd Michaels will be here. We're going to be talking about aliens, which supposedly exist now, according to a new documentary. Todd will set the record straight. Dave Hansen, the brewmaster at Flick's Brewhouse in Madison, will be joining us. Christina Lori from Up North News does great work. Scott Clace, actor from the show Bosch Legacy, who has been on every single season, is going to join us on Wednesday. Rob Thomas. Mike Toomey makes the popcorn pick of the week. A really fun week next week, too. But we got a whole hour to go here before we fully embrace the weekend, and Paul Vandenplas is helping us do that right now. So, Paul, I had a big question for you. So, I don't know where to start. Let's talk about your videos before we get back into some of the more fun food stuff. How much effort goes into that? When you're cutting, like Rob Brackenridge was here last night, comedian from Appleton.
Sure.
He did a quick video with us and he said, well, I have to edit it first. Now, I've edited things, but never TikTok videos or Instagram videos. How much work goes into that? How long does it take?
Quite a bit. You know, for a 1 minute video, because that's what I try on TikTok. It's right around a minute. Okay. So I would say there's probably 45 minutes to an hour worth of editing, voiceover work, choosing the correct audio.
Yeah.
Because it's like I choose my music and it's whatever music is going to be the feel for that video. So
okay,
it takes about an hour just for editing.
No kidding.
Yep.
For a 1 minute video.
For a 1 minute video.
I don't even have the attention span to sit through a 1 minute video. So
yeah, I don't know how I don't know how some people do, you know, movies. I can't even imagine now. Yeah. I understand why that takes 6 months.
I've done movies and it takes forever. It is a very tedious process. That's why it's more appealing when you make little, like what they used to be, Vines, and then there was Twitch, right. TikTok now is the big thing. But yeah, it seems like it would be more rewarding to shoot something and have it up that day. Like,
right.
Boom, you know. Do you get to eat for free when you go to some of these places?
Nope.
Do they notice you? No?
See? No, and that's okay. Yeah. I'm there to support these small businesses. So so I'm just happy to do that.
Yeah, good for you. So is there somewhere you haven't been yet in Wisconsin that you're dying to go to or you can't wait to see it?
The Apostle Islands.
Oh, nice.
I have not done that yet.
Me either.
And it's what's cool about the Apostle Islands is, like, if you go in summer, it's a completely different experience than if you go in winter.
Right.
So it's so cool.
And they have those caves there you can kayak through, right? That looks just incredible. Yeah. Is that Bayfield?
Yeah, Bayfield area, yeah.
You think the bugs are bad up there?
Oh, yeah.
all right, so what is the best pie? Oh, I asked you that.
Yeah.
But that is that your favorite, or was that your saying that's the best?
No, I'm Belgian.
Oh, okay.
And so, well, specifically Wallonian Belgian.
Yeah.
So that's getting real deep Wisconsin.
Wow.
So that's where my family heritage, and I grew up eating those pies from that area, and I love them.
Is it nice to be part of an ethnicity that doesn't have a negative connotation? Like, nobody ever said, oh, that guy's Belgian. Why not for him? Honestly, that's like,
sure.
You guys are friendly and there's no, you don't really carry any baggage into a new friendship when you tell someone you're Belgian.
We're known for our beer and chocolate. So, hey.
And waffles.
And waffles. So, that's right.
All right. There you go. What is the most bizarre place in Wisconsin you've seen?
Oh, God. That's got to be House on the Rock.
Yeah?
Yeah. That place is wild.
I have never been there either. And that's been on my list for years.
Oh yeah, it's so odd. Just, but you're kind of in awe when you go.
Yeah,
there. It's just it's so different. It's way different than anything you'll ever see.
All right, best microbrewery.
Boy, let's go with Omega Brewing Works in Omro. It's the tiniest tap room you've ever seen. I think they can fit maybe 10 people in it. But they really? Are actually starting to win awards for some of the best beer coming out of Wisconsin.
Oh, so that's
no one knows about them. Go there if all you right. like craft beer.
But be one of the 10 to get
it. Be one of the 10.
all right. Favorite city in Wisconsin?
Oh, man, that's tough. Let's go with Eau Claire. Or not Eau Claire. La Crosse. La Crosse.
I'm not surprised. A lot of people that I've had on the show, I don't ask them that question, but just because it's on the Mississippi and it's a little more hilly, what do you like about Eau Claire? Is it a people thing or more?
I mean La Crosse. I accidentally said Eau Claire. But for me, La Crosse, it's... For the size city that it is, it seems so much bigger.
Okay.
And their downtown is incredible. It's a really good foodie city. So if you're looking for good restaurants, they have a number of breweries there. If you're an active person, a ton of opportunities for hiking.
Oh, trails, right? Yeah,
trails everywhere. Yeah. Getting out, doing kayaking on the Mississippi, fishing. Just
wow.
Incredible. It's incredible.
Conrad, we got a road trip. all right. So... Paul, ladies and gentlemen, Paul Van Amplaus is here. He is the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. Check it out on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. He's got quite a following. His videos have gone viral. I've never even gotten a sniff of a viral video. In fact, when I see other people's viral videos, they just get pulled. It's like I'm a cancer for viral videos. Paul has agreed to take our Wisconsin quiz. And again, now this is not, there's no studying required, Paul. I think you'll probably do okay. We've had some people crush it and a couple people that just did okay, but it's just a fun quiz. So it's multiple choice.
All right.
And Conrad, you get the bell ready? All right. Paul Van Amplaus, founder, Wonderfully Wisconsin, taking the new, we should rename this, the Wonderfully Wisconsin quiz. Do you have any sponsorships open for?
Sure, absolutely. Okay. We can work it out.
It'll cost you $5,000 a week. All right. The first kindergarten classes in the U.S. were held in what city in 1856 at the home of a German couple?
Boy, I think that's Watertown, but I could be wrong.
Okay. Where's my bell? You got to go stereo on that. Where's the bell? Oh, here we go. Okay.
All right, one more time, Conrad. Ready? Yeah. All right, Paul is one for one. Number two, focusing on a group of six teenagers' lives in Point Place, Wisconsin, 50 years ago. What's the name of the groovy Fox period sitcom that starred Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis?
That 70s Show.
We don't even have to read the multiple choices. He's just crushing it right out of the gate. Two for two. Number three, Delavan, Wisconsin is the location of the factory that produces what brand of rectangular chocolate mint candies?
I do believe that's Andes.
And we were worried about him. Like, we don't want to embarrass him, and he's, like, embarrassing us. All right, number four. No peeking, Paul. What tear-inducing satire news site was founded by two students at the University of Wisconsin-Madison in 1988?
The one, the only, The Onion.
Bam! Is anyone else's ears ringing? What's going on here? All right, yeah. Number five. The first cheesehead was not worn at a Green Bay Packers game, but instead at a game for what baseball team? A, Chicago Cubs. B, Fond du Lac Spiders. C, Milwaukee Brewers. I'm sorry, C, Milwaukee Braves. D, Milwaukee Brewers.
That's the Brewers.
How did you know that?
Oh, I'm a big baseball fan.
Okay. I guess I believe you. All right, number six. Paul is 5 for 5, crushing the wonderfully Wisconsin quiz. Aptly named for his endeavors. During the summer, the population of Door County reaches blank the number of year-round residents. Is it A, 5 times, B, 20 times, C, 100 times, D, 10 times?
Boy, that's tough. I'm going to go with 20 times.
I'm sorry, Paul. It's D, 10 times. I would have, this is embarrassing. The first time I saw that, I would have guessed 100 times because I've been there in the summer.
Oh, it seems like it.
It really does. And 10 doesn't seem like that much, but it really is, though.
Wow.
But, all right. You're still doing very well. I would say, what is 5 out of 6? That's like a B plus, right?
Yeah.
Or a B?
Yeah.
All right. You got time to bring your grade up. Lots of time left in the semester here. Number seven. Soviet satellite Sputnik 4 fell out of orbit in 1962, and while most of it burned up on reentry, a 20-pound piece of debris crashed to the ground in what city? Do I even have to read them?
No, I stood right on the spot. It's Manitowoc.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, right in the middle of the road. It's cool.
Manitowoc is correct. When I went there, I thought there was going to be more, like, a big plaque and pictures, and it's just this little round ring in the, because it's in the road. They can't do much, but it's really cool to see that.
They have a festival called Sputnik Fest, and it's one of the funkiest festivals in the United States.
It really is. It's very bizarre. I judged a costume contest there last year, and I don't know what happened, but I wore shorts. It was October, and I think I got hypothermia because everybody else there was in costume. I don't know what I was thinking, but it is a really fun festival. All right, number eight. Paul is 6 for 7, Conrad?
7 for 8.
7 for 8. No, because we've only read 7 questions.
Okay, yeah, you said it right.
It's a good thing you're not celebrating the other Pi Day because, okay, number eight, the first ever Flag Day was celebrated in what county?
Oh, man, let's go with Ozaki. It's probably Dane. Oh, okay.
Wow. All right, Paul is 7 for 8. I think if you get 9 for 10, everybody needs to go follow Wonderfully Wisconsin right now. Just a suggestion, right? It's a good way to help. All right, how are we doing on time, Conrad? We good? Can we keep you through one more quick break? It's like a minute long, and then we have then we have to kick you out, Paul.
Okay,
I know you want to stay, but all right. Number nine, celebrated on April 22nd, Earth Day was created by then Wisconsin U.S. Senator A. Gaylord Nelson, B. Aaron Rodgers, C. Tammy Baldwin, or D. Scott Lucas.
I believe that's Gaylord Nelson.
Wow, there's not even enough bells to go around. All right, we're going to stop right there. We're going to do a very quick break, and then Paul's got 6 more questions. We got to be able to bang that out in the last segment before the news. Paul Vandenplaus is here, folks. Check him out at Wonderfully Wisconsin. Great channel. We're coming right back. You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments.
As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Oh, I'm sorry, I got carried away. Going to the text line, what is your favorite kind of pie? Kate from the 715 says chocolate pie. That's a great answer. No derivative, just chocolate pie. If there's chocolate and pie, I think I said chocolate cream pie initially.
Yeah.
Before key lime reared its beautiful head. Bridget from the 818 says, my favorite pie is pumpkin pie with lots of whipped cream on Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day, and any other day during the year. The best. Well, that narrows it down. Thank you, Bridget from the 818. Those are great texts. Terry Barr coming up in just a few minutes after the news for a Bar Band Friday night. Love the music Terry is bringing tonight and can't wait to talk to her about that. But right now, we have a few more minutes with our new friend, Paul Vandenplaus, who is taking our Wisconsin quiz. And is he 9 for 10, Conrad, or 8 for 9?
8 for 9.
8 for 9. All right. You ready, bud? All right. Number 10. What is the motto for Wisconsin? A, deer are near. B, beer for all. C, forward. D, whoop, sorry, I didn't see you there.
As much as I want to answer D, it's C, forward.
This isn't even, you could do this in your sleep, dude. 9 for 10, Paul Vandenplaus, check out Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's here in the studio tonight taking the, this might be the first time we've ever given this quiz in person.
Yeah, I think so.
Is it true?
Yeah.
All right. Mark this day, Paul, big day. Where, number 11, where was the first Quick Trip?
Eau Claire.
I'm not surprised you got that one. In what Wisconsin city was the typewriter invented in 1867? Was it A, Beaver Dam, B, Beloit, C, Keel, D, Milwaukee?
That's tough, but let's go with Milwaukee.
Damn. All right. Instincts. He's embarrassing us, Conrad. Let me go back to the drawing board here. What is the state wildlife animal? Is it A, badger, B, white-tailed deer, C, elk, D, oriole?
Badger.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, wildlife animals. That's probably the white tail. Yeah.
That's a tough one. Reading that one and the typewriter. I'm surprised you got the typewriter because I don't think I would have gotten that one. But that the white tailed deer. Yeah. All right. So Paul is 11 for 13. Very respectable. Number 14, two more questions. What was the highest recorded temperature in Wisconsin on July 13th, 1936?
Oh, boy. Probably D-107?
Oh, close. It's B-104.
Oh, man.
I'm going to give you just a complimentary. 11 of 14, still nothing to sneeze at. Number 15, what famous actor grew up in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and played an angry green guy? A. Willem Dafoe, B. Chris Farley, C. Mark Ruffalo, D. Harry Houdini.
Oh, that's Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, nice. Closing strong. 12 or 15. Not bad, Paul. That was a very respectable showing. Hey, this has been fun. We have a couple minutes left. And what I usually do when people come on the show, we talk about TV and movies a lot. Have you seen anything lately that you're excited about when it comes to binge watching, or a movie you saw, or a kid's movie? You got two kids?
Yeah. I would say just Wisconsin theme, Green and Gold. Incredible movie. It was nice. Very good. Very good. But no, my wife and I are watching Severance. Unbelievable. Love that show.
I got to check that out. Everybody that comes on the show talks about Severance.
Oh, it is good.
Why is it so good? Tell people, if they're listening, what you like about it. I don't know much about it. I know there's like, it's a science fiction type show, right?
Yeah.
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 That's about all I know.
I don't know. The cinematography is great on it. There's just elements of comedy that are just worked deep into it. You know, it's nothing slapstick. You know, it's none of that. And it's a very deep thinking show. You could rewatch it 5 times and you'll just notice different things.
Wow.
It is so good.
So you guys like the same TV shows as husband and wife?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What's that like? That must be nice.
It's great.
My wife and I used to be, and now she, like, they call it Netflix cheating. If you find a good show, you just, when the other person's out, you, like, watch all the shows. It's very unfair. So sure. I applaud you. All right. So let's say, all right, last question for you, Paul. What is the most, I think you kind of already answered this, most beautiful area of the state? Did I ask you that? Driftless.
It's Driftless region.
So you make your home in Appleton now. What's your favorite? We've got a couple more minutes. Conrad, what can we ask Paul? What's your favorite small town? 100,000 and 104,000. What's the population of Green Bay? 107?
I don't know.
Favorite small town in Wisconsin?
Oh, boy. That's a loaded question. Well, I particularly like Pulaski. I went to high school there. And just a great farming community, real. Everybody knows everybody, but in a good way. You know, it's not too in your business.
Okay.
And being a part of a farming community, you know, you really get to see what real Wisconsin is like and how giving people are here.
Right.
You know, so I will always be forever grateful to have experienced growing up in a small
community. No wonder you liked Green and Gold so much.
Oh,
it's a great farm story, right?
It hit home.
Do you go to Door County much?
Oh, yeah. My best friend since first grade. He lives there. His whole family's from Southern Door County. His parents met at Southern Door High School. You know, like, so I have spent a lot of time in Southern Door County, Brussels, Namur area.
Such a beautiful area. And we've had Anders, the director of the film, on the show twice. And both times I forgot to ask him where that farm was.
Yeah.
I'm dying to know where that was, because you could kind of see the water from it. And it was just so cool.
Oh, I'm going to figure that out.
All right. Well, continued success. It's been great having you on the show. Thank you for coming to the studio. Just a really fun time and great meeting you, buddy.
Awesome. Likewise. Thank you.
Yeah.
I love coming on here and just getting to talk about Wisconsin and what a great place it is.
There's a lot to talk about. And I don't think people like... You know, I mean, whether you're on a bus traveling around playing high school sports or whatever, or going to the North Woods or in the bigger cities. Here's my last question for you. I'm going to put you on the spot. Appleton or Green Bay?
Appleton.
Oh.
Conrad.
I mean, I loved Appleton when I lived there, too. So.
Oh, you live there?
For like a summer, pretty much.
That's a cup of coffee, man. Come on.
I loved it, though. It was fun.
Why? Just because you're raising your kids there, you probably have... Or is it the actual city itself?
I think it's a little bit quieter than Green Bay. And there's a lot, you know, it's a good foodie city.
Yeah.
There's just a lot going on. Nothing against Green Bay.
No,
I think it's just a little bit
quieter. You got the PAC there. It's very cool.
Absolutely. And, go to catch a T-Grats game, you know.
You have, it's definitely quieter. We sit here and we have mufflers going by outside here. We have to re-record stuff all the time. All right, Paul Vanaplas, this has been a pleasure. I hope you come back sometime, and we're going to tweak that quiz. We'll get something going there. But continued success with Wonderfully Wisconsin. Follow him, folks, on all the platforms. We're coming right back on a Bar Band Friday night with our friend Terry Barr. That's next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Can't hear a sound, folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, so leave it alone.
Well, I spent all that day fixing up to go somewhere.
thought I was late, and I found she wasn't there.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will begin selling bonus harvest authorizations for the 2025 spring turkey hunting season on Monday. According to a press release, the leftover permits can be purchased through the Go Wild license portal or in person with a licensed sales agent starting at 10 a.m. and running through midnight each day. To purchase them online, hunters will now need a Go Wild username and password, and officials are advising interested hunters to set their account information up as soon as possible. As the weather starts to warm up, Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials are reminding residents that it's time to start looking out for ticks. According to a social media post, DHS officials say ticks are already becoming active even though it's not technically spring yet. They're advising residents to use EPA-registered insect repellent, wear long sleeves and pants, and check for ticks after spending time outdoors. More helpful information on tick prevention methods can be found on the Department of Health Services website. The Spooner Municipal Operations Committee has received $2,000 in donations to improve filtration equipment in storm sewer catch basins. The donations were provided by the Washburn County Lakes and Rivers Association and the Yellow River Protection Conservancy. Officials say the funding will be used on projects at two sites this summer, adding manhole oil and sediment filters in the Veterans Memorial Park wetland parking lot and at the Durand Drive wetland. Stormwater runoff can carry pollutants into the water supply. A Clayton man is facing up to 10 years in prison after being accused of accepting more than $36,000 for a contract project he never completed. According to court documents, 46-year-old Floyd Moen IV was charged with felony theft by contractor in Barron County Circuit Court last week. The complaint alleges he was hired for a project in Turtle Lake in 2019 and cashed a check for over $36,000 as a down payment for materials. A civil lawsuit filed by the homeowners resulted in a $37,000 judgment. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A new documentary says We Are Not Alone. The Age of Disclosure premiered at the South by Southwest Film Festival in early March and claims aliens are real and that the government has covered up their existence for the last 80 years. The doc claims non-human biological matter has been collected from spacecraft crash sites. Director Dan Farah interviewed 34 government officials who confirmed some type of extraterrestrial life, but the film does not offer a whole lot of actual proof other than talking heads. No confirmation as to whether or not people have actually been probed. As promised, I said I would report back when I finished the show Zero Day on Netflix. The six-parter starring Robert De Niro and Joan Allen explores what happens after a massive grid outage that kills over 3,000 Americans. Zero Day has some great moments, but ties everything up a little too neatly at the end. Having said that, De Niro is great. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy tonight with passing showers and thunderstorms. Windy tomorrow with areas of rain mixing with and changing to snow by the evening. Temps fall out of the 50s tonight into the 40s tomorrow. Sunshine and around 40 for a high Sunday. It's 69 degrees right now.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Congressman Mark Pocan.
Already people can't get appointments as easily at the VA hospitals. Already farmers aren't getting their grants. Federal employees are losing their jobs. And this is just the real life ramifications of what's happening.
If you can't convey the impact of these cuts, the people that are getting bad information are just going to think he's just cutting wasteful spending.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
What do you think about Donald Trump firing 80,000 employees of the VA? Steve from Madison, also a veteran. I'm hearing from one of our conservative texters saying it's okay because it saves money.
How does it save money if it kills people? I mean, how many suicides are there amongst veterans? How many of our seniors need health care? I mean, you take away money from us and it kills us. That's what it does.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a person with MS and autism and is an advocate for Medicare and Medicaid will join us. Going to be a very interesting conversation. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
It's kind of like Terry and I are kind of co-hosts of Bar Band Friday Night. I feel like I have a really fun, cool co-host for 30 minutes every week. When Terry Barr is here, she's the host of Max Inc. Radio with Jimmy and Rocker, and they do a great job. She joins us here every Friday night at 7:35 for Bar Band Friday Night. Great to have you, my friend.
Oh, Pete, how are you? Happy Friday. And the weather, what is going on?
Oh, my gosh, it's insane. I was in Madison for 3 days this week, and it was, I think it was 70 on Monday or Tuesday. I don't know. It was beautiful, though. And it's warmer in Green Bay today, I think, than it is in Milwaukee.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, not that Milwaukee's a tropical paradise. I'm just saying, like, you know, we're a little farther north. I don't know. Yes. How are you tonight?
I am so good. Always happy to be here with you and Conrad and all of your amazing listeners. And it's fun because we talk about fun stuff. As the Max Inc. crew always says, we unplug from politics for at least a few minutes.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's great to share music with everyone and to get the appreciation for local original music, which I love.
Which, not only that, but I've told you this before on the show, I had no idea there was this much local talent music-wise in Wisconsin. I don't know how you, every week, you show up with someone new that I haven't heard of, and they're great. And not that I'm Mr. Music, but I've, you know, I just feel like I can't believe there are this many undiscovered artists. And maybe on some level they are discovered, but I feel like they should be huge, you know?
I know. I agree. You know, there are times you go to a big concert and you listen and you think, these are amazing artists. Why aren't our artists being recognized for being as amazing? Somebody's going to break through soon. You know, somebody is.
Well, you're certainly doing your part on Max Inc. with a 6-hour radio show every Saturday night. I mean, you guys are definitely trying. Tonight's band, I love this name, Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. Please tell me where that came from, if you know.
The ladies in this band, they are a trio of amazing women musicians from across southern Wisconsin. They are also in a million other projects, as everyone is.
Yeah.
But each of them brought the name to the band representing one of them. And rarely do you understand or get to know which one is which, Gin, Chocolate, or Bottle Rockets.
Why is that? They want to keep you guessing. Is that on purpose?
I think so, which I'm okay with that. When you see them on stage, they're so great on stage. Very lively, very active, very like pulling you in. But then you wonder, is that the one that's Gin? No, wait, that one's Chocolate. No, that one's Bottle Rockets. And then all of a sudden you realize you keep pointing at the same people and they just kind of love that.
That's great. I noticed on their website, it's not Gin, comma, Chocolate. It's Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. Is there a Gin, Chocolate, or is that just a...
No, there should... maybe they don't know, but there's three people, so there should be Gin for one, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets.
Well, I'm just a weirdo, too. I'm a writer, and I tend to stress over these things. It's just a website. You don't have
where are the commas? How does it look? How does it read? I get it.
This is great, though. I love the title. So they're Madison-based. How did you find them?
Beth Killey is the main artist in this group.
Okay.
Beth is in four bands.
Oh, wow.
In the Madison area. She also does Girls Rock Camp Madison and Ladies Rock Camp Madison. So she is so willing to share her talents with everyone else who wants to learn how to be a musician, or at least be a musician for a week or a weekend.
I
feel so fortunate to know Beth. They moved away. Her husband is a doctor. And they moved away when he was doing his internship. And I was so happy when they came back. He's a musician too. They actually met in the UW-Madison marching band.
No kid. Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. Yeah. Speaking of local. Yeah. And this is great. They all sing. Oh, and by the way, if you scroll down the website, it's gin, comma, chocolate, and bottle rocket. So we can keep trying to guess.
Further down.
All right. So you sent three songs. We picked two. We put our heads together. I liked both of the originals, and I love the cover they did. So why don't we start, Con, with one of their originals? This is a song called Lean, Terry. Is this okay if we start with Lean? All right. Let's lean.
Absolutely.
Let's lean
this into
this.
This is a great way to hear them.
Yeah, this is Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. The band Terry Bar on a Bar Band Friday Night is introducing us to tonight here on Nightlight.
Your wrist when you slammed the door, told you, girl, don't you make a scene. They laughed when the music made you cry, and at the times you had to dance and sing. You heard that big girls never cry, so you stifled every scream. You'd be giving them the upper hand, and they saw your moment of weakness. You bought their words faithfully, don't
Clutter in your head, all the fear and the longing left unsaid.
Great song. Great song. And I was leaning towards the other one. Conrad kind of, he says, no, Lean is great. So I'm glad we went with Lean. Good call, Conrad.
Thank you, Conrad.
Yeah. Not that you would have been upset if we had gone with the others.
No, their original music is incredible. And what a showcase of vocals from these women. Again, I mentioned to you, Pete, Beth Keeley, this is her fourth band,
yeah,
along with all the other projects she does. She is a Verona person now, but originally from DePere.
Okay.
Jen Farley, this is her third music project. She's in Madison now, but originally from Cleveland. Huh. And then Shawnee Marks. She also has, this is her third project. She's a Baraboo girl through and through.
Wow.
But they play every instrument you hear, which is ridiculous.
And they sound great, like their voices, yeah, together. Is this the kind of trio, Terry, that would be willing to come into the studio in Madison when Pete Schwab is in town?
They would probably love it, Pete Schwab.
Well, seriously, though, would they just need, they almost sound like they could do a cappella, but would they just be fine with acoustic,
oh, yeah,
guitars?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that'd be so great.
We have had them on Max Inc. in the past, and they came in with keyboard, accordion.
Oh, I love that.
Shawnee from Baraboo plays accordion. And then Jen just brought in like hand percussion instruments.
Yeah.
And Beth is a guitar player.
They're great. Thank you for, yeah, that was a great song. Let's hear, okay, so now they have such great, like, original stuff, Terry.
Yes.
You sent a song, Sweet Dreams, which is a cover. Why, I'm just curious why they would cover, maybe they like the song, I don't know, but that's interesting to me when, yes, a band with such good original music goes with a cover. Outside of a concert.
And it's odd because between the three of them, they have 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 projects going.
Oh my gosh.
Almost all of it is original music. And I've seen Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets quite a few times. And it's rare they play covers, but I think it's one of those know your audience.
Okay.
So they recently did a fundraiser where they played quite a few more covers because they thought the audience would appreciate that more, could sing along. They even had kazoos.
Oh, that's awesome.
So they did a kazoo, like play-along song. So they know what's happening. They have figured out the art of getting the audience to go with you.
Well, it's fun, too, because when I saw Sweet Dreams, that's a famous song by the Eurythmics, and I when it started, yeah, out, and I'm like, I think that's the Eurythmics Sweet Dreams. But they had a cool arrangement with it, too. It sounds really,
yes,
good. So we will hear that song next from Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. It is a bar band Friday night. Our friend Terry Barr is here. Check her out every Saturday night, almost every Saturday night, for Max Inc. Radio here on the network from 6 to midnight every Saturday. Do they still replay it on Sunday?
Yes.
Yes. So you got a lot, yes, of opportunities.
Same time.
That's so great. Okay. So if you haven't, obviously, check out Max Inc. Radio, but they will be. And they're featured this week? Is this?
They are in studio this week.
Oh, nice.
We are not back to the hour long,
right,
where we get to talk to a band for an hour and they play six songs. They are going to be in studio for a half an hour. So we're testing Rocker's health.
Okay. Wow. Great band,
yeah,
to
How
run
does
a...
his heart hold out for a half an hour of live music?
I have
for
a feeling.
For people that don't know, he did have a heart attack earlier,
yeah,
in the year. He is recovering remarkably well. Couldn't wait to get back to this. So they're in. They'll probably do two songs.
Okay.
And a half an hour tomorrow night.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. All right, we're going to do a very quick break here. Dave on the stream says there is a, what is it, Norske Nook, Conrad, in DeForest.
Yes, yep.
So, and then Terry, our mutual pal Craig Knitt says, hi, Terry. Hey, Pete, stop over.
Craig.
Then he says, hey, Pete, stop over at the Tarleton before you head home. Meet Bill Rabane. Oh, I wish I could tonight. Green Bay Film Festival, mm-hmm, happening right down the street, folks. Check it out this weekend.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah,
yes,
we will be right back with more of Bar Band Friday Night with our friend Terry Barr. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Today we are seeing the largest number of humanitarian emergencies since after World War II. We should be expanding our life-saving aid programs, not shutting them down during this time of crisis. I don't care where they come from. They are human beings. We weren't even having this conversation before 7 weeks ago, before Donald Trump took office, before a monster took office.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Alba Show.
Gonna be some sweet sounds coming down on the night shift. I bet you're
Conrad's dad weighing in on our pie question tonight. Steve from Florida says best key lime pie in Key West is Porky's in Marathon Key, 40 miles north of Key West.
Ooh.
They were the first to claim the title back in the day. Steve continues, anyway, we are actually at a pie party. Get together tonight in our little community. Over 70 different pies at the party, very sugared out at this point. Your dad's tripping on sugar right now, Conrad.
I am so jealous.
Terry, do you have a favorite kind of pie? Do you have a favorite kind of pie, Terry?
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I was like so into like Conrad and his parents.
You were
That's
thinking
so
of
cool.
70 pies, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Cheesecake.
Oh,
does that count as a pie?
I don't know. There's cake in the title, but it seems more pie-ish to me.
It does. The way it's made, it's always like in a circle.
Yeah. That's interesting. All right, so here we have a second song. This is the song. This is Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. It's a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr from Max Inc. Radio is here, as she often is on almost every Friday, pending vacation days. Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. Love the title. We heard Lean, and now we're going to hear Sweet Dreams.
Ooh.
Very exciting. Conrad, hit it, buddy.
Bop, 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 bop
Travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something.
Gin, chocolate, and bottle rockets. Man, do they sound good together, Terry.
Aren't they amazing? Yeah.
That's so great.
Well, I'm so happy you enjoyed them. They are also playing the Mama Cares fundraising show in Madison.
Okay.
That's coming up March 30th. So we have been featuring bands playing that show. They are one of the bands. But by summer, they're going to be playing everywhere. They play a lot of vineyards.
Oh, okay. Hey, before I forget.
That seems to be a favorite spot. Outside, open air.
Yeah. Food. Before I forget, we have about a minute left. Maybe not even. So can we get a Bambi's plug in? I know that's coming up next week, right?
Yeah, I have a segment airing tomorrow night.
Oh, cool.
Tomorrow night, he works with the Bambi's. The Bambi's are in the second year in the Green Bay, Northeast Wisconsin area. That show, oh my gosh. Pete, it's grown to two nights. One night last year. For the first year, it's only the second year, two nights. March 19th and 20th at the Tarleton. Find it all on the Tarleton website. Oh my gosh, it's going to be so much fun, so much great live music in Green Bay.
Absolutely love it. Thank you so much. As always, my friend, my Bar Band Friday Night friend. Thank you, Terry. Have a great weekend.
Love you guys. Thank you to everybody. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Thanks to Terry. Thank you to Paul Vandenplaz, and all your texts and calls. Always fun here on a Friday night on Nightlight. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, a good night, Wisconsin.
I'll take you to your best friend's house. Mama made, we're making out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll take you to your best friend's house. I loved you then and I love you now.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We will talk about the Wisconsin Badgers seed in the NCAA tournament and what makes you a target of the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. This evening at the Kennedy Space Center.
2-1. Ignition and lift off. Go SpaceX, go NASA Crew 10.
Four astronauts blasting off on a SpaceX Dragon. Two of them will be replacing Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams, who've spent over 8 months on the International Space Station. The possibility of a government shutdown tonight was shut down when 10 Senate Democrats, including Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, joined with Republicans to move a GOP spending bill to a final vote. It passed that. Now it will be signed by President Trump tonight. On Fired, we're hearing from sources that some probationary federal workers at the General Services Administration who had been terminated by DOGE received notices today that their employment had been temporarily reinstated and that they were being placed on administrative leave. Sean Diddy Combs pleading not guilty today in the latest version of a federal indictment charging him with 2 decades of sex trafficking crimes. This is ABC News. Top diplomat.